This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. A man walks down a dark alley. He's dressed all in black. He approaches a door, drops to one knee, and produces from his pocket a small metal tool. He inserts the tool into the keyhole. He deftly slides the tool around inside the keyhole until he's in. Security has been breached.
The pursuit of lockpicking is as old as the lock, which is itself as old as civilization.
Producer Sam Greenspan.
But in the entire history of the world, there was only one brief moment, about 70 years, where you could put something under lock and key, a chest, a safe, your home, and have complete, unwavering certainty that no intruder could get to it.
A feeling that security experts call perfect security.
And since we lost perfect security in the 1850s, it has remained elusive. Despite tremendous leaps forward in security technology, we have never been able to get perfect security back.
Locks go back at least as far as ancient Egypt.
But in March, I'm dropping a big paper theorizing that the Mesopotamians were actually the creators of the original lock and that the Egyptians then learned it from them.
This is Skylar Towne.
And I am a security anthropologist.
From the Middle Ages on, for hundreds of years, locks were not very good.
There was no perfect security. There was no lock that could keep everyone out.
And then in the 1770s, an English guy named Joseph Bramah entered the locksmithing scene. He made something called, aptly, the Bramah safety lock.
Bramah disconnected the key from the bolt.
Take my word for it, explaining how this thing works does not make for compelling radio. But the main thing about this lock is that it added levels of complexity in between the key and the bolt. It's like a whole Rube Goldberg scenario plays out inside the lock. The key touches one thing, which moves another thing and triggers this other thing. And he also had another idea that would revolutionize locksmithing.
He also contributes to the idea of turning this whole thing into a contest.
Showmanship.
So as soon as he has a padlock version of this lock that he is very confident in, he puts it in the window of his store in Piccadilly.
And he paints on it a message, a challenge.
And it remained in that window for 70 plus years, challenging all comers, and everybody failed to open it.
Bramah's new unbeatable lock and the hoopla surrounding it caught the attention of the British crown. And they wanted to up the game. They wanted a lock that wouldn't just be unbreakable, but would also alert the owner if someone tried to get into it.
The government sponsored a contest with £100 British as reward.
The best one at the time was Jeremiah Chubb's detector lock. And the way that this worked is that when you lifted one of the tumblers up too high, it would actually trip a latching mechanism.
And when that happened, the lock would completely freeze up.
And going forward, the names Bramah and Chubb are basically interchangeable for perfect security.
But only until the Great Lock Controversy of 1851.
In 1851, an American named A.C. Hobbs traveled to London for the Great Exhibition.
Back in the States, Hobbs had made a name for himself as a sort of white hat security consultant. He'd go visit banks and say, "Hey, if I can break the lock on your safe, you want to buy one of mine?" Hobbs was a natural. And naturally, on day one of the exhibition, he successfully picked the Chubb detector lock in front of a crowd.
He actually opened the lock pretty quickly.
But the Chubb detector lock was really just a warm-up. The main event was the Bramah safety lock. A.C. Hobbs threw down the gauntlet.
So a trial is conducted against the Bramah lock. They give him 30 days to conduct himself against it. He winds up working on this thing for about 52 hours over the course of 14 days and finally gets it open.
The Bramah lock had been opened.
When Hobbs opened that lock, I swear to you, the world changed.
Overnight, the feeling of perfect security had evaporated, and we have never gotten it back.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.